marine reserves for everyone. Over time, we have learnt more about ocean ecosystems and our impact on them. This has led to changing values. What are values? Values are like strong beliefs. They are important to people. Everyone has slightly different values. Doc's big picture values include manaaki, mauri, tapu, and mana. Manaaki means to look after and to care for. Mauri is a life force or energy which connects everything. Tapu is about sacredness and restrictions. Mana means respect, power, authority, and relates to dignity. These values all play a part in marine protection. Changing values to marine conservation in New Zealand. Most people today can see why marine reserves are good, but that wasn't always so. Many New Zealanders have changed their thinking over time. From the 1840s to the 1930s, many people saw the ocean as a limitless source of food. They thought that human impacts on it could only ever be small. Pressure on fishing stocks started to become clear in the 1930s. People had to go further to get an abundant catch. By the 1970s, the impact of overfishing was starting to show. People began to think more about marine conservation. The introduction of laws and rules started to protect our fish stocks. What can your community's elders remember about fishing, fish and the sea? Today there are many who like the idea of a marine reserve network around New Zealand. People are beginning to understand our impact on the ocean and its creatures. How have your community's values and perspectives changed over the last 100 years? You could interview a particular relative, kaumātua, and or local personality about their values and attitudes to marine conservation. History of the First New Zealand Marine Reserve. Professor Chapman from the University of Auckland first suggested the idea of a marine reserve in 1965. He wanted an area for scientific study. The New Zealand Marine Department could see no reason to protect marine areas by law. They said no to the idea of a reserve. Dr. Bill Ballantyne was a key person involved in the first no-take marine reserve at Lee. This is the Cape Rodney Okakari Point Marine Reserve, known as Goat Island. It took around 12 years and a lot of effort. The area became legally protected in 1977. It was not a popular idea with everyone at the time. Some recreational fishers don't like the idea of having a marine reserve in their local fishing areas. It is only now becoming clear how important these protected marine areas are. Today there are a total of 44 no-take marine reserves in New Zealand, as at July 2017. You could ask or survey your local community about their attitudes, views, and values about marine reserves. When you have identified past and present views of the sea and values relating to the marine environment, try describing your own views about marine reserves.